In the studio with John Eisenhower talking citrus today. If you'd like to join the conversation or ask a citrus question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions can also be sent to 411-923. And you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you've got a question, you've got a plant or insect identification you'd like a little help with. You can reach us there. And John, I had prompted you. You had mentioned you've got this new small
tangerine,
and you haven't picked it yet because you're waiting for the right time to pick it. What's going to be your determining factor on when to know to pick that?
Well, I was just telling your dad, we usually just wait until the citrus drops on the ground, and we go out every day and sort of just pick up the ones that are on the ground because we know those are the ripest ones that have already fallen off.
You would have to do that every day, like you said.
By the same principle, yeah. Well, it may not be every day if I haven't got out there, but in every couple of days we'll see them and pick them all up, and we know they're going to be really ripe. Sometimes we'll find some on the ground that the roof rats have eaten, and even some of the spoiled ones. Sometimes they'll even spoil on the tree, and then they'll fall off. But by the same principle, we just, sometimes I'm anticipating there's going to be more falling. Once they start dropping, you know that they're really ripe. Our navel citrus right now is just dropping fruit every single day. But I'll just go out and I'll pick up the ones on the ground, and then I'll go around to all the others that I can see, and I just sort of grab them, and just pull them, and sometimes they'll fall off right in my hand, and I know they're just a day away from falling anyway, so I'll just kind of go, and if they're still really attached to the stem, I'll just leave them on because I know they're going to be hanging, ripening a little further, sweetening a little bit more, staying on the tree. So it's a little process of testing them, and I do the same with the tangerines because our tangerine tree sheds a lot of fruit. It seems like it comes on and it's done a lot faster than the citrus, which will stay on for several months. The tangerines seem to have a little bit shorter life on the tree. So all of a sudden, if I'm not out there every couple of days, I'll go out there and I've got 40 tangerines on the ground, and then I can't tell which ones are spoiled, and I've kind of got to go through them on the ground and cull through them. And there's a bunch that are rotten already from sitting in the duff, under the tree. So it's better to then I end up raking all the debris out from under the tree so that when the new ones drop on the ground, I can at least find them more quickly. But yeah, I go out with the tangerines and the same thing. I start kind of seeing if they'll fall off in my hand before. Sometimes what I'll do too I can't be checking every single fruit is I'll go and I'll shake the branches, get up underneath and I'll just go around the tree and kind of shake them gently.
See what falls.
Yeah, and it'll cause a bunch of them to fall. Then I can just, pick those up quickly, and I know they're going to be ripe and ready to go.
And shaking it, you're not going to risk losing any of the blooms either. You might actually help pollinate them a little bit.
Oh, yeah. None of our citrus is blooming right now. Somebody was saying they're smelling citrus blossoms in town, and I haven't really. Our yard's pretty clear. So I know it's coming quickly because our apricot's in bloom, and our peaches are all in bloom. The plums are in bloom.
We've got three of them that are.
Yeah, they're.
A mix of the fruit that's still there, but among all the white flowers and that aroma that comes with the bloom.
Well, I remember the time of year that I connect with the citrus blooms is Easter because at our church years ago we'd always have a sunrise service, and I remember sitting out. They used to take all the chairs and put them outside, and we had citrus on the church grounds. And the trees always being bloomed, you could smell the citrus blossoms as the sun was rising and having that sunrise service. But so it is kind of that's my when I link any time before Easter is you're going to get a few early blooming trees, but not that big where all the citrus is firing off at the same time. Some people are saying, yeah, I don't like that time of year because of all the pollen. A lot of people can't handle all the pollen that's in the air that time of year, but it is beautiful, a beautiful part of our communities when those when you can smell that beautiful citrus blossom in the air.
Now, I don't know if this is a fool's errand, but my picking methods are a lot different. I start on the south side that gets the most sun.
There you go.
And in my mind, I'm thinking the ones that are inside the canopy and on the north side, they're going to
take
longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can keep them on the tree longer. So even if I have to hold the stem and sit there and turn it and turn it and turn it and pull, you know, two or three times before it finally breaks off on the south side, I try and get the ones that are in the sun first. I don't know if it's a fool's errand.
I think that there may be some real wisdom there, because those sunnier trees are going to, sunnier fruits are going to be ripening more quickly for sure.
We got John Eisenhower in studio with us, and we've also got a special guest that'll be joining us by phone in the next break as well. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.